here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
You need to know Metricon Stadium is going to be going absolutely what?
Tonight.
It's going to go late.
Yes. Now, I have some information as to the best way to get there. The gates are going to be open at 4:30 p.m.
Yep.
The Gunners are on stage at 7 p.m. Now, look, we are going to be out there broadcasting this afternoon. Very excited about that, between 4 and 7. But, yes, there will be changed traffic conditions, obviously, in effect on the following roads, Narang Broadbeach Road and Alabaster Drive. Road Alabaster will be closed from 3 p.m. There is no public car parking at Metricon Stadium. So the best way to get there, obviously, is public transport. If you are in possession of a valid event ticket, you'll travel free with Translink to and from the event on scheduled Surfside buses, Queensland Rail train services from 12:30 p.m. Yeah. So don't forget the park and ride at Boo Wagon Road. That is going to be absolutely awesome as well. Rideshare and taxis, there's a dedicated ride and share taxi drop or pickup outside the Gold Coast Sport and Leisure Centre. And getting home, it says here, good luck.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it doesn't. Get home all the same ways.
Good luck. Okay, so if you want to know how many parking fines a year and a day on the Gold Coast, Herman Vorster was on Channel 9 Local News last night explaining it all. 131,000 parking fines in 12 months.
What?
Which translates to, yeah, imagine that.
Add
that, multiply that by $89. And 360 fines a day. But Spider, you were chucking a rumour around that there would be a challenge to Tom Tate.
Yeah.
Right, at the next council election. 500 days away. Tom Tate said, oh, no, I'll be running.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah.
But I just got a funny feeling as Herman Vorster went on last night.
Oh, you reckon he's running?
I do.
Okay.
Because he was very quick to say, but if you feel that you've been unfairly treated by a parking officer from council, one third of them have been overturned and 50% of them that were challenged are still undetermined. He could not have been more helpful to the voter.
A little bit populist.
I think so.
Well, I'm calling Herman because I've actually got one that I want overturned.
Oh, yeah, good.
There you go.
Actually, two.
Have a crack.
Do me a favour,
one near
please.
My house, one here at Broadbeach.
That is as sus as Tom Tate's moustache. That really is.
And what about some information coming out of the World Cup? Qatar have all the beer restrictions and Budweiser is filthy. They're not allowed to, a major sponsor. They are going to be suing FIFA saying, you know what, we can't keep up with the deal. The contract is now null and void. But all the beer they've got stockpiled that they were going to sell in Qatar, yes, but they can't. $115 million worth of Budweiser is going to the winning country.
Oh.
So if your country wins, you get $115 million worth of Budweiser. If Australia wins,
come on,
we are having a party for
days.
Yes,
we are.
And that is what you need to know.